God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we come up with the last of the eight principles of biblical stewardship. The last principle that we will be covering today is God's stewards live with an awareness of the present and future of time and eternity. The Luther question is very appropriate. What does this mean? Well, let me first start with possibly something you may have heard in your youth. Have you ever heard maybe your mom or your dad sort of yelling and screaming at you, "What on earth are you doing, for heaven's sake?" Well, actually, that's not a bad question. It just depends on where you put the accent. What on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? That's the better way of having that emphasis. You see, we need to come to an understanding and a realization that God has indeed blessed us. We want to say amen to that. But at the same time, God also has an agenda. There's a reason for the blessings God has given to us. The blessings of love, the blessings of forgiveness, the earthly temporal blessings that we have a particular purpose. You see, God has an agenda. In case if you didn't know it, God does have an agenda here. And so what is God's agenda? Well, actually, beautifully illustrated in our gospel reading for today. Jesus is coming into a town and there are 10 lepers standing sort of outside their town and also from a distance. They say to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And what does our loving, abundant God do? He has mercy and he cleanses them and says, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And so they start going to this priest, and on their way to the priest, somehow they are cleansed by God's grace. One of them, however, returns and gives praise and thanks to God. And Jesus asks a question. Were not all 10 cleansed? And the answer was yes, but only one came to give praise and thanks to God. And I saw a cute cartoon that goes along with this example from Luke chapter 17. One person was saying, "What was Jesus complaining about?" One person came back and gave praise to God. That's a 10% return on investment. That, however, is not God's agenda. God is not satisfied with just 10%. He wants 100%. Let's get it through our minds here. 1 out of 10 doesn't represent a failure. 1 is still a gift. Yes, amen. But God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, not just 10%. So this is where God is coming from. He loves every single one of us, regardless of who we are, what language we speak, what color our skin tone is. Doesn't care about our economic background. It all comes from him anyhow. He's the one who created us. He loves each and every one of us. And so God's agenda is he wants all people to be saved. So think for a moment. How was that beautiful message of gospel communicated to you? How was the forgiveness of sins, the love that comes from God, all his blessings communicated to you? Very often we can probably point to someone in our past, or maybe even our present, who was very instrumental in taking God's wonderful gift of salvation and communicating it to us. You see, that's the way God works. God uses people like you and me to help communicate his wonderful gospel message of truth. Now, what happens when people like you and me don't do that good of a job in communicating this gospel message? Then, like our gospel reading for today, God only gets 10% return on investment. So that's why we need this spiritual principle on stewardship. God wants us to realize that, yes, he has blessed us with many gifts, but there is an agenda here. God wants all people to be saved. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do we use the gifts and abilities that God has given us to God's glory? None of us want to become so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. On the other side of the coin, none of us want to become so earthly minded that we aren't any heavenly good. So there's a tension between the two. As we sit there and realize, God has blessed us. Amen. Thank you. Now, what does God want me to do with these blessings? What we contribute in time, talents, and treasure to the church and to other worthwhile charities is important. We can contribute in the future and even after our deaths through our wills, trusts, and gifts plans, which is also important. And the implication is very important on why we do these things. It shows God's agenda, not ours. You see, if it was just our agenda at work, we would just do things just for ourselves and for our own family. But when we realize that, yes, God loves us greatly, and he loves our family greatly, but he also loves the rest of the world, then when we realize God's agenda and realize it is his grace, his resources, we also naturally would want to share with the entire world, not just with our family and our children. And our world sees that change and says, what's different about them? Why would they want to do such things? Leave gifts and help other people in need? Basically, because that's what God has done for us. We did not deserve God's kindness. We did not deserve God's gifts, but yet he lavishly gives us gifts. So when we realize that relationship we have with God and how wonderful it is to be recipients of undeserved gifts, likewise, we want to take these gifts and share these gifts. And there's also, as Scripture would kind of remind us, a need to share these gifts. Because as we share these gifts, we are actually growing in a better appreciation of the giver of these gifts, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are reminded that, where Scripture says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We sometimes hear the statement turned around,